Last week on Dear Drew, I did a kind of fake magic trick with some math. You know, I was just making it up as I went along. And we got some complaints, including one from a guy named Brian Varnado, who sent me a long email and included stuff like, I'm going to send you a bill for wasted hours, and I'm extremely disappointed. So sorry, Brian, but Brian works here for the Texans and didn't even see me about it. He just wrote me an email. So I'm going to confront him like a man face to face. Oh, he's not here. Look who ran and hid. Tuck tail, Mr. Tough Guy. James Garcia, Dear Drew. What are the realistic possibilities that Derek Newton returns and helps stabilize the offensive line? Well, if you listen to what head coach Bill O'Brien said near the end of December, those are realistic possibilities. We see Newton working out in the building all the time. We see him out on the side fields and whatnot working there. So he's on the comeback trail. Can't wait to see what he does. This guy started 12, 13, 14, 15, and then into 16 for a bit before the injury. But we'll see. He had the two knee injuries. Both knees were hurt. So I think it's a definite possibility. Fernando Arriazola Perales, Dear Drew, do you see the Texans making trades around the league or trading into the first round of this year's draft? See it? Yes and yes. See it more likely in trading before the draft and not necessarily for draft picks. But as far as moving in the first round, yeah, it could happen. But it would maybe take a lot and maybe spend too much capital to do so. So I'm gonna guess no, but it wouldn't stun me. But I don't think they're going to. Daylon Hernandez, Dear Drew, who do you think the Texans will pick up in free agency to help protect Deshaun Watson? I'm not going to say specific names, but I think you're definitely going to see a face or two or more on the offensive line. I do think the Texans are going to be very aggressive in free agency. And then he's not necessarily going to help Deshaun Watson specifically on the offensive side of the ball, but you can see the Texans pick up some secondary help as well. Daylon, thank you so much for the question. That's such a great question that I'm going to give you scratch-offs courtesy of the Texas Lottery. So email us right here. Say, hey, it's Daylon. I won the scratch-offs, and hopefully you'll be a rich, rich man. All right, can't wait to answer more questions next week. Thank you for watching and replying and sending stuff in to Dear Drew. I love you.